I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Tuesday, an international system measuring food security released this alert on Gaza. They said the worst-case scenario of famine is playing out in the Gaza Strip. Tom Doyle, president of Uncharted Ministries, talks with Christians on both sides of the war. Here are their perspectives.
We hear of Israeli defense soldiers praying for people in Gaza. We want to get rid of Hamas, they say, not the innocent people. That's a story you wouldn't see on the news, but it's real.
Meanwhile, Palestinian believers have chosen a different goal.
Some of them had a chance to leave during this war, and they chose to stay to spread the gospel.
So pray for bold gospel witness, endurance, and provision for Palestinians until there's a resolution to this conflict. And World Missionary Press recently received permission from the Bible Society to begin printing Bible study booklets in Wolof, a West African language. After years of waiting for the translation and printing of the Old Testament, Helen Williams of WMP says,
God is at work, even when we don't see it. And even if we just wait for him, he has a plan. He's got people out there willing to join us and use material. And we just need to wait on him and be ready when he comes through with the contacts and the opportunities.
Please pray that these booklets will disciple and touch the lives of believers who receive them. Pray that WMP will have the funding and capacity to faithfully serve existing and new partners. And you can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.